May all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be free from harm, may all beings love life, may all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Guke Audio and Guke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Well, I'd like to give a shout out before we get into the Shunyu Suzuki lecture excerpt thing. I want to give a shout out to our friends, our ALSI friends, because this is your national day. This is Australia Day, the official national day of Australia. And it marks the 1788 landing of the first fleet at Sydney Cove and raising of the Union flag by Arthur Phillip following days of exploration of Port Jackson in New South Wales. And I'm reading this from Wikipedia, naturally. In present-day Australia, celebrations aim to reflect the diverse society and landscape of the nation and are marked by community and family events, reflections on Australian history, official community awards, and citizenship ceremonies welcoming new members of the Australian community. Ah, well, that's very inclusive of them. You know, what I was thinking of doing today was because yesterday I read this. I wanted to make one other comment. Yesterday I talked about Anzac, the Australian New Zealand cookie, formidable cookie that served the soldiers in World War I from Australia and New Zealand, thus Anzac, ANZ. I mentioned something about it was so they could have those to eat before they, it was something like this, before they ran into machine gun fire, this and that. So I was just reading today, and something caught my eye, and I got diverted from the important work at hand to read fun facts about World War One, and a lot, it was sort of based on things that people assume. So one of them was people assume that most of the soldiers were killed by machine gun fire because they were just, you know, they were using sort of old-fashioned methods of warfare rather than the new modern, more enlightened way of warfare. And it said actually 60% of the soldiers died from artillery. I just thought I'd mention that. So, yesterday I read Shunyu Suzuki's statement about the 10th precept, don't slander the triple treasure. And he said, well, I like don't kill and, you know, don't get angry and stuff like that. But don't slander the triple treasure. They're just trying to protect themselves. That's a selfish precept. And I'm sure I wanted to look through his lectures, and I'm sure he's got stuff on the other side of that. Because don't slander, the triple treasure can be interpreted in a way that's less literal, you know? So he didn't like the literal interpretation of it. But there's a non-literal interpretation of it, too, of course. The way I look at it, it's just about any religious teaching, I can see it in non-literal terms as serving what I believe in. I grew up on stuff like that, you know, looking at the deeper meaning in the Gospels and not taking it literally. which has served me well in life. I appreciate it. I'm constantly grateful to my parents for that, I'll tell you. Here's something. So I have all the lectures as one big file. And that's updated. We're adding lectures now from the ones they discovered at Zen Center. A lot of work going on Engaged Wisdom that Charlie Wilson and Shundo David Hagee run, and their, you know, Zen Center has contracted them to do all this work on the lectures, that tapes that were discovered at Zen Center. And Cuke Archives has been helping them. We got a few more people on our side than on theirs. But now that Zen Center has awakened to the fact that there is an archive, once again, those who have been working on it constantly and were already awake to it are happy to pitch in. We keep adding, but this isn't one of the new ones. All I did was search for Triple Treasure, and here's the first thing I came up with. Actually, I searched for the Triple Treasure, because there were just 22 instances of that, and there was like 47 of Triple Treasure, and I wanted to cut down the numbers some. So the first thing I came to was a student asked Suzuki, and I'm not bothering to see which lecture this is right now. You know what the file name is, which is just the date. Student says, you can find any lecture if you want to know what lectures that come from. You hear something, just go to shunyusuzuki.com, go to the lecture search page, which is actually shunyusuzuki2.com because it's a more complicated database like thing for searching that Peter Ford made. The one who's really in charge of this work on the new Shunyu Suzuki lectures. And I'm like a consultant. Wendy Piersig's working on it. Shundo David Hayes putting a lot of really good, careful work. He is really good. And Peter and Wendy are very, very careful and good. I'm better for consulting, you know, asking questions. Well, here's a little 18-second clip. What's he saying? I'm closer to getting put out to pasture. Anyway, here we are. I don't know. I've got off on that. The student says, I wanted to say how you could find it. Yeah, you just go there. And then there's, you know, keywords. Just put in the keywords. And all the lectures with those keywords will just line up. And the more precise your keywords, you might just get one lecture that had that particular thing. So here we go. Student H. So this is pretty well into a question answer thing at the end of a lecture. Or some lectures, he would just start off and say, "Ask me something." Student says, "You said that we should take refuge in the Triple Treasure and the 10 Cardinal Precepts." And Suzuki says, yeah, we take a vow or we observe precepts, we read sutra. But sutra or precepts, understanding of sutra or precepts should be right understanding. If, even though you read, you know, the scriptures and observe precepts, but if you do without the right understanding, that will be the precepts, which are brightness or darkness. So when you're caught by, or when you rely on precepts or scripture, it is not Buddhist scriptures or precepts anymore. So I hadn't mind looking for the other side, what he was saying last night. It's pretty close to what he said last night. But it's different. It's different. Boy, he just really hammered away with that. You know, I've read stuff that said, well, Suzuki didn't teach precepts, so people there were immoral and stuff. Really, it was basically gets down to. I read a professor's paper like that, actually, that had been read over and fact-checked by a Zen Center, former Zen Center student who was in the university realm. And the guy said stuff like, are you kidding? Suzuki lectured on precepts all the time. And Nils Holm used to say, you know what Suzuki Roshi he teach? His teaching is precepts, man, precepts. all right, Nils. He talked about him a lot, but I don't know what it was, you know. I don't know what he was teaching. I feel more comfortable with that. I'm on solid ground, Buddhist-wise, saying that, I'll tell you. Anyway, so when you're caught by it, and this line's really interesting, huh? When you observe the scriptures or precepts without the right understanding, that will be the precepts of brightness and darkness. Wow. Sounds like a sort of dualistic understanding, bright and dark. But even the term dualistic understanding, think about that. What does that mean? But that's for another time, isn't it? I think we've covered enough ground. Maybe I'll keep looking into this precepts thing, but I do need to get back to the beginner's mind thing. I said I would. So this has been a Kyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Senor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.